We welcome Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane to the program today to bring us up to date on the first City Council meeting of 2025. Ian, Happy New Year.
What a monumental occasion it was, Joe. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Happy New Year to you and everyone out there.
Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. As I mentioned, Council President, so congratulations on your election as president for another year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm grateful to have the support of my colleagues to take on this role for another year.
Is this the first time you've served as president of the council, Ian?
It is. Yes. Yeah. I was finance chair in my second term. After that, I didn't take any major committee assignments. And then this
was bestowed upon you.
Yeah. No, it's been, I've enjoyed the role. I said last night, you know, that our team, the council has been pretty cohesive. I've enjoyed working with everyone. Not that I haven't enjoyed working with others in the past, but I've enjoyed having the opportunity to take a leadership role with the current composition of the council.
Nice, nice. Well, this is your 10th year in office, right? 2025?
It is. Yeah, which is wild. It's pretty hard to believe I've been sitting there for that long.
Yeah. Is it too soon to ask you if you're running for re-election this year?
No, I don't think it's too soon. I mean, I'm certainly I'm happy in the role. Obviously, I tried to take a leave last year and seek another role in the federal government. But, I still enjoy what we do here in the City Council in Quincy. I mean, there's a ton of work to be done. And so, you know, as long as people will have me, I'm planning to continue in the role. I've made no formal announcements, but, we're just working through those details now. You know, obviously, I think it's a little early, but, we still have a full agenda for the year ahead.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of goals in mind for the council as president this year?
Honestly, personally, and the council has been supportive as has the mayor, but getting municipal broadband moving, you know, we've taken a number of steps recently to continue that process. We've, just sent up a home rule petition as we reviewed in, I think, our last get together, Joe, that would allow the city to float a revenue bond, which would govern the financing of this project. And the city's currently working on putting together a bid package, which would govern the construction of the first phases of the project. So, you know, I'm hoping that in the next 4 months, you know, we're heading towards springtime and we're getting shovels in the ground. And once we get that moving, that's a big achievement. That is a big project. And I think we continue to look for ways to support the growth of the city. I think that a big conversation has been around, certainly a statewide basis, but it affects us here in Quincy, and that is housing, you know, housing costs. And that ranges from home ownership affordability to rental participation and affordability. And that is driven by supply and demand. And you know, I think Quincy is still a very desirable area. I did read, you know, that we're kind of currently trending toward what will eventually become a buyer's market. I think that, houses are sitting on the market for longer than they have over the last 5 years. And so, you know, we're going to see with this transition of the presidential administration and general economic trends, what's going to happen and how that will affect Quincy. But, I think that we are still in a good place. It's nice to see even through the holidays, just I think that people are very positive about the direction that Quincy's heading, especially in its juxtaposition against the backdrop of what's going on in Boston.
Hmm. A big part, as you know, here in Quincy this year will be the celebration of the 400th anniversary. Is the city council involved in that? Do you know in any way?
There's a representative of the city council on a committee. So Councillor Campbell represents the city council to the Quincy 400 planning committee. And, I think otherwise we'll continue to approve appropriations that will fund activities that will go throughout the year. But I mean, this is a very exciting thing. This, you know, again, I think that the mayor has done a wonderful job, and we need to continue to strengthen the role that history has in shaping what Quincy is today. We have such rich history that dates to the founding of this country, and to be able to celebrate that tradition today in our 400th anniversary is a big deal. And so I look forward to seeing how, we're going to bring the community together in order to shed light on such historic importance.
Yep, there's a museum exhibit opening this week, actually, at Old City Hall, paying tribute to that. So folks really should check that out. It's free. It's open to all, so folks could look at that. And then I know there's going to be parades and fireworks and music and
Oh,
gala
yeah.
and pageantry.
All that jazz.
Yeah. So what happened at the meeting, by the way?
Yeah, so we started the meeting. We honored two Quincy Fire Department members, two firefighters, Stephen Sweet and Sean Breslin. So the chief, Jackson, Joe Jackson, reached out to me a couple weeks ago and told me a story about some heroism that both firefighters Sweet and Breslin engaged in Braintree back in October. So I'll just read you a portion of what took place. So on October 29th, 2024, in our neighboring town of Braintree, there was a house fire that occurred, and a call came in about a resident being trapped on the second floor. Firefighter Steve Sweet, hearing the call come over the scanner, knew firefighter Breslin lived nearby and immediately contacted him. And without hesitation, firefighter Breslin rushed over and spotted the resident at a second floor window in need of immediate help. Firefighter Breslin attempted to reach her via the interior stairs, but the intense heat and smoke prevented him from reaching the victim. Upon their arrival, he quickly notified the first arriving Braintree fire crew about the victim and guided them to set up a ground ladder at the exact window where she was located to expedite her rescue. This is obviously exceptional work that these firefighters, I mean, just happened to be listening to, on the scanner. Obviously, this is something that they engage in on a regular basis when they're on the job, but just translates into off the job. So we brought them in last night. The chief told the story that we just highlighted, and we presented both firefighters Sweet and Breslin with accommodation.
Very nice. Nice for them. Nice for their families. Nice for the department.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our agenda was swift. We nominated and elected myself as the president of the city council. Councillor Campbell and Councillor Liang were the ones that led that nomination. I appreciated their kind words and support. The second item on the agenda was adopting the city council meeting schedule. So that is set for 2025. We adopted the 2025 political calendar. And we also accepted a $5,000 contribution from the Copeland Family Foundation to the Friends of Wollaston Beach. And that was our regularly scheduled agenda.
Very good. Start out easing into it
Yeah,
just
right.
gently.
Yeah, that was good. We've got our next meeting on Tuesday, January 21st at 6:30 p.m.
All right, the 20th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, right?
And Councillor Harris did make a mention of this last night at the meeting, but for any of those folks in Squanum who are interested, Councillor Harris is hosting a public meeting at Squanum School regarding the work that's about to start taking place in the Squanum School construction. So that is tonight at the what will be Old Squanum School at 6:30 p.m.
Yes, we'll be covering that, so folks who can't make it be able to watch it, not live, but soon after here at QATV.
Very good. Thank you.
Ward 3, anything Ian to speak about?
No, I just put out a Ward 3 newsletter online, which if anybody's interested in getting that, they'll have to send me an email. They can send me an email at ICAIN@quincyma.gov. Just highlighting some things went through, the most recent tax deliberation provided links to the exemptions. There's the understanding your fiscal year 25 taxes, and also a piece that is sort of demystifying some of the concepts around a residential exemption, which I know that people have been very much interested in, but it is not as cut and dried as some people might make it seem. I also put out a survey for Ward 3 residents so that they can provide, sort of direct feedback. What are they interested in for 2025? There's also a link for a survey that's being put out for housing needs that was put out by the Community Planning and Community Development Department.
Yep, that runs through the end of this month, actually. Is there a deadline on your survey?
I put it the same day as that survey, so the 31st.
Okay, excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
That is it. Thanks for having me again, and we'll
Oh,
see you in
always a
a couple
pleasure.
weeks.
Yes, congratulations once again, and we'll catch up with you on it'll be Wednesday, actually, this year.